Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. One of the big five beef stories of the year, strong cattle prices and extraordinarily strong beef exports. That in just a moment. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you now is the time to be thinking about those best management practices that'll help you produce a high-quality wheat to harvest next June. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says top dressing your wheat fields with nitrogen is your best bet to maximize yield and improve protein levels.
If you're applying your own nitrogen, you can get over your acres in just a few days. Maybe you can pick and choose a little bit and try and time that nitrogen application close to a rainfall event. But if you're relying on your local ag retailer or having someone else apply that nitrogen for you, there are going to be several people on the list. And the most important thing is to have that nitrogen out there. Even if you're a little bit earlier than optimal, I think it's fine to go ahead and put that nitrogen out there in January and February to make sure we have it.
Dr. Jeff Edwards of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team, supported by your Wheat Checkoff. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. When you get to the end of the day, or for that matter, the end of a year, it really is all about what you get paid for the production that you've got. And for the cattle industry, strong cattle prices, a big beef story here in 2010. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says, at this point, he doesn't see anything stopping us from moving even stronger in 2011.
You know, I can't think of anything that scares a market analyst more than to be at essentially record level prices and yet feeling like you have to say we're going to go higher yet. And yet I really can't see anything else on average in place short of you know, any sort of an unknown shock that we don't anticipate at this time. Even though we are essentially at record level prices in many classes of cattle, as you look forward to 2011, you know, I think a couple of things are pretty much a given. Beef production is going to be down next year. That's going to put even more pressure on prices in general. Particularly, it's going to push some of the tightness that we've seen in cattle supplies. It's going to push more of that onto not only the wholesale level, but up to the retail level. And so I think beef demand becomes a real key in 2011 as well to see how much of this supply pressure will ultimately be able to be passed on to consumers. Continued improvement in beef demand will be a key to facilitate the ability of the retail level to absorb higher prices.
Beef demand here in 2010 has been okay, not great, but okay. The real sizzle in this cattle market, though, has clearly been in our export picture. Greg Dowd is chief economist with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he says year-to-date sales through October up 16% in volume, 28% in value to 863,000 metric tons worth $3.28 billion.
We are in the best position from an export point of view I think we've ever been in. We're going to do in dollars the same business as 2003.
Our exports in 2003, all prior to that discovery of BSE in the United States at Christmas time that year. Indeed, for the first 10 months of the calendar year, the value of exports per head, $145, that's $8.60 more than the values back in 2003. Greg Dow gives a lot of the credit to the weak dollar right now for our U.S. beef export performance. That makes U.S. beef much more affordable than its primary export competitor in key foreign markets like Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and Russia.
We are cheaper than Brazilian beef in U.S. dollars in most places in the world these today. And that's a huge sea change from what you saw in 2003.
Strong beef exports, strong U.S. cattle prices, one of the big five stories of 2010 for the cattle industry. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Wheat growers, you've heard the talk about winter canola. Now there's a one-day meeting where you can check it out for your operation. Attend Canola U in Midwest City at the Reed Conference Center Tuesday, January 18th. Growing winter canola can improve your wheat crop through higher yields and grain quality. Farmers who've had success with canola will be a part of the faculty at Canola U. Agronomics, marketing, rotational benefits, and more will be covered. There's no charge to attend Canola U. Just call 1-855-4-CANOLA or log on to www.canolau.com for more information. Canola U, sponsored by High Plains Journal and Cow. Remember previous Beef Buzz shows on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Happy New Year. I'm Ron Hayes.